Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Newly launched restaurant weeks could be a positive indication for the restaurant economy.
I think everyone can understand the importance of them after what we've all just been through with COVID and how important it is to have that place where you meet your friend for coffee. They're one of the most vital things to your local community.
What do you think people have learned about restaurants through COVID?
The importance of them.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Marie Edwards, who is associate publisher with Mainline Today, celebrating their 25th anniversary. And in celebration of their 25th anniversary, they're hosting their first ever Mainline Today Restaurant Week. So they're incorporating mainline restaurants and those on the periphery, including Jasper's Backyard. We're out here in Conshohocken. So this is not necessarily the main line, but it's like encompassing. It's like nearby.
Yes, it is. It's part of our footprint. And really, we're appealing to our readers to come out, support their local community, support their restaurants. So we're running from Conshohocken, Montgomery County, Bluebell and West, Phoenixville area, all of Delaware County, Chester County. So Mainline Today Restaurant Week is covering not only the main line, but the entire Philadelphia and western suburb area.
Oh, that's where we have a lot of our listeners. How many restaurants are participating?
Currently, we have just over 30 that are signed up. They will have prefix menus for lunch and or dinner. Our goal is to get up to 50 and hopefully more than that.
So who are some of the participants right now?
Right. So some of our participating restaurants, as you mentioned, includes Jasper's Backyard, Alessandro's, Amis Trattoria, Rosalie and Wayne, Lola's Garden, 333 Belrose, Al Pastor, Ryan Christopher's, Revival, Rye, BYOB, Goat's Beard, Ram's Head. So you can see we're just everywhere covering, you know, north, west, east, and south, all of the Philadelphia western suburbs.
Some people use restaurant weeks as like a guide because, you know the saying, like, you can agree on anything except where you're going out to eat. And people are starting to go out to eat again. So what can you kind of tell us about, like, what kinds of restaurants are out there? How do you use the website as a guide? How do you look at it? How do you decide where you want to go?
That's a great question. There's so many variety of restaurants. That's one of our goals, is to have a nice variety. But on mainlinetoday.com, if you go to our restaurant week section under events, you'll find all the participating restaurants along with their menus will be posted by mid-July. The lunch or dinner prefix menus, it's running $36.95 for dinner and $24.95 for lunch.
Those are kind of odd numbers.
Well, they seem to be the numbers that, you know, so Mainline Today created an advisory board of the restaurant community to determine the best time of year to have our restaurant week, but also the best price that would encourage, you know, readers to come in and dine at their location with a prefix menu that offers a nice selection, gives them a good flavor of what that restaurant might have to offer, and encouraging them to come back another time.
So the dates of Mainline Today Restaurant Week are?
August 23rd through September 5th.
What is it about those dates that are appealing?
So they're appealing to the restaurants because it's a slower time of year for them. And hopefully it's appealing to the consumers because it's a time when they're still enjoying summer. They can sit outside, dine under the stars, and just enjoy a new restaurant that maybe they haven't been to before.
I'm surprised Mainland Today hasn't done a restaurant week in the 25 years that you've been around.
You know, I was surprised at that as well. And one of our sister magazines, Hudson Valley Magazine in New York, in the Hudson Valley, also has been hosting a restaurant week for over 20 years. And they've had tons of success. They have many restaurants, over 200 restaurants that participate. And that's really one of our models that we're following to have a successful restaurant week here in the western suburbs.
How important are restaurants to the expansion of the suburbs, to the appeal of the suburbs?
One of the things that we're trying to create is to make people to think of the Main Line as a dining destination. And restaurants, I think everyone can understand the importance of them after what we've all just been through with COVID, and how important it is to have that place where you meet your friend for coffee, or you go have lunch with your girlfriends, or you meet old friends for dinner, people you see when you just want to have a cocktail or a drink. They're one of the most vital things to your local community, and that's one of the reasons why we decided to host it at this time.
Can you talk to me about restaurant weeks in general, because restaurants really are the gathering place. Like you said, we've learned that during COVID.
Yeah, restaurant weeks in general are geared to promote dining out. And it's where you meet your friends. I mean, it's just what you do. And I think breaking bread with people is something that we all enjoy.
Also, you know, coming out of COVID, some people maybe don't want to host at home.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, I think coming out of COVID, everybody's tired of hosting at home, or they're tired of running their dishwasher five times a day. And certainly, you may not want to have, I mean, most people, I think, on the Main Line, you know, are ready to get out of their home and just experience, you know, see their friends in a different place, get out of the four walls they've been living in, just to have new scenery.
What do you think people have learned about restaurants through COVID?
The importance of them and how lovely it is to go out and have a different meal that potentially, if you're the cook in the family, that you haven't had to cook or clean up after. And really, it's just the food. I think, you know, it's, again, all about making the Main Line a dining destination. We have fabulous chefs, fabulous restaurants participating in our restaurant week, and we're really excited about this event.
Has the Main Line developed over this past year? Have there been more restaurants?
There are new restaurants that are opening, I think, every day. If anyone's looking around and noticing, there have been quite a few in Ardmore, Wayne, Westchester area, Media. So, yeah, there have been many restaurants, new restaurants opening, as well as, you know, those that are existing are, you know, they've expanded their menu. They've improved their kitchens. A lot of places have taken this opportunity to update or renew their environment within the restaurant and, of course, the outside dining.
So Philadelphia has really come a long way with the restaurant scene. People think of Philadelphia now from all over the world for restaurants. How are the suburbs doing?
You know, I think that the suburb restaurants, we have Estia on the Main Line, and they're participating in our restaurant week. Cornerstone, Goat's Beard, Fearless Restaurant Group, Rosalie is participating. We have such a wide variety. And I think that as the Main Line continues to grow and many of our restaurants continue to open up second and third locations, that there will be a big expansion in the dining scene, but also just in how people feel about making the Main Line as a dining destination.
All right, so what's the best deal? Give me a list or maybe a couple of suggestions of like the most expensive restaurants to really get bang for your buck during this restaurant week.
That's a great question. You know, we have so many. Al Pastor is going to be a great bang for your buck. Alessandro's, Jasper's, which I mentioned, Liberty Union, 333 Belrose, and Lola's Garden, if you haven't been there, is fantastic.
Anything that you haven't mentioned?
The Desmond will actually have a special menu. Amis Trattoria will also have a special menu. Well, they all will, but Revivals, Ram's Head is opening.
I see you've got Vetri on your list. Yep. Some restaurants have expanded from Philly.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have, you know, have had several restaurants that have expanded from Philly.
Lola's Garden is one of them.
Lola's Garden, yeah, FCM Group. So, yeah, Wynn Restaurant Group. So, yes, there's many, actually.
So, post-coronavirus, what do people have to look forward to? Do you think we're coming out of this? Do you think that this year is going to, like, be the roaring 20s year? Like, what's going on?
I hope it is the roaring 20s. That would be great. If we are post-COVID, which, you know, I think we all would agree that can't predict the future. Hopefully we are, but I do think that we're all optimistic. I know our restaurants are very excited about this event. They're excited to have a special menu, welcome new guests into their environments, show off their cooking and a variety of different types of food that is offered on the main line, and to partner with us reach back out to their communities.
So I think it's important to note that the restaurants that made it through COVID are still digging themselves out of the hole that COVID built. So just because they're up and running doesn't mean that they're okay. They just were surviving, a lot of the restaurants. Is that right?
That's exactly right. 100% correct. That's one of the reasons why Mainline today decided to continue to promote this event. We talked about doing this a year ago and then COVID hit. So we decided to run this as soon as we could, when it's safe, when people feel safe, and when we believe it's safe, and when the restaurants could really use support.
Are the restaurants able to open at full capacity? I know there's been an issue of finding good employees.
That has been an issue for them. I know many of them that we speak with are still looking for employees, but they're managing, and I know every restaurant that I've been to since that was quote-unquote reopened in May, it's been nothing but fantastic service, and the food has been incredible. And I think they're just excited to have people come back into their restaurants.
Yeah. So what have we learned as consumers? How do we act at restaurants? Is there new protocol, new tipping? And also, what are the restaurants doing that they're not changing after COVID?
Yeah, you know, I noticed that in most restaurants, many people are still wearing masks. I don't know if that will continue for Restaurant Week or not. I know that many menus are still also, scanned versus handing you a menu. So that's something that they'll probably, many will continue to offer both options. For Mainline today, Restaurant Week, there will be a special prefix menu, but also the restaurants may serve their standard menu, so they may both be scanned. For customers, I think it's important to remember that the wait staff has really suffered during this time. They haven't had any customers, and our waiters and waitresses haven't had business. I know many restaurants, if you feel that you had great service and you feel that your waiter or waitress provided exceptional service, it would be really nice to give them a bonus tip and thank them for all they've done and the hardship that they've been through.
So since the restaurant weeks are coming back and there are new restaurant weeks that are happening, is that an indication of the health of the industry?
Well, I think the health of the industry, it's going to continue to grow. And again, restaurants who have been able to have upgraded and improved how they're running their businesses. And so I think what you'll see as you start to go out and dine, you'll notice many of the restaurants that you've been to before have had many improvements, and some may have even changed their menu and updated their menu. So it's just another great way for you to get out, dine, spend time with family, friends, and enjoy the outdoors while we can.
So once again, Mainline Today Restaurant Week takes place
August 23rd through September 5th.
And the website to find a list of all of the participating restaurants is?
MainlineToday.com.
Marie Edwards is Associate Publisher of Mainline Today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Get out and dine.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.